Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, it's another Ramadan. Allah, we have seen one more chance for you to understand. Therefore, grab this golden opportunity to touch your heart, encourage your mind, heal your soul, and enjoy a spiritual diet. Join us at Micah Kaduna for a 30-day revealing, informative, and educative tefsir session with Sheikh Bin Uthman between the hours of 4 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. for English session and 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. for Hausa session. You're also enjoyed in the spirit of goodness to participate in the Feed a Soul scheme, where at least 3,000 souls will be fed. Buy yourself an exit in Jannah by participating in the all-important spiritual duty. For inquiries, call 080-345-38982. Micah, trialing in the cause of Allah.
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وترك الأمة على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is it the 12th, the 11th? The 11th day of Ramadan, 1434 Hijra, and in brackets, the 20th day of July 2013. Inshallah ta'ala, our ayah that we're moving on with is ayah number 60. See that? Yeah. Let's have the recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وما ظن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب يوم القيامة إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثرهم لا يشكرون.
وما ظن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب يوم القيامة إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس ولكن أكثرهم لا يشكرون. الله says, وما ظن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب يوم القيامة. What would be the thought of those who fabricated lies against Allah on the day of Al-Qiyamah? Qiyamah is called يوم القيامة because of the standing. Because Al-Qiyamah means what? To stand up. He says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So Qiyamah takes its name from the behavior of standing. People are going to stand up that very day. It is called Al-Qiyamah. It is called Al-Haqqah. It is called Al-Zalzala. It is called يوم التغابن. It is called يوم الحسرة, يوم الندامة, many, many names, about 100 names given to Qiyamah because of its importance, because it is a day of devastation depending on your iman. May Allah make it easy for all of us when finally it comes. So Allah says, what would be the tools of those who fabricate life against Allah on the day of Al-Qiyamah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah is the owner, is the bestower of gifts and فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ, on people. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of them, they do not thank Him. You see, there is difference between shukr and hamd. If I ask you, what is the translation of Alhamdulillah, you say, thanks be to Allah. Okay, what about ashukur lillah? Still, thanks be to Allah. But they are two different things. Shukr usually is practical thankfulness. If you eat food, you say Alhamdulillah. But if after eating, you go to cinema theater, you have not thanked Allah by your action, okay? So if you want to thank Allah fully after Alhamdulillah, verbal one, you also thank Him by practically appreciating His bounties on you. You don't use your body in going to places where Allah doesn't want. In that case, you are not shakir. I have it declared. So people do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though He bestows on them bounties incalculably. Next ayah.
وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُّبِينٍ
وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُوا مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ. To the end of it, this is verse number 61. This particular ayah tells us about the bounteous nature of Allah's knowledge, that His knowledge encompasses everything. Because it says, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ. Never ever can you be in anything. Sha'an means any situation, any affair. In any given affair you happen to be in, وَمَا تَتْلُوا مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ. No any recitation will you be reciting or rehearsing. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ. No any work will you ever be engaging on. Okay? إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا. But we are there as witnesses. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Have it clear. That is, whatever you do, each and every step you are taking, Allah witnesses it. If you are sleeping, Allah knows the way you sleep, how many oxygen are you going to take, and how many counts of carbon dioxide are you going to give. Respiratory system. You are breathing, you are drinking, you are digestive system, any system working in you, it is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every bit, every step. Allahu Akbar. So this tells you, Allah has the knowledge on the minutest things you embark upon. If to fi yubunati, by the time you participate in it, or you start in, وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ. ذَرَّة. What is ذَرَّة? Nothing, no matter how little an atom weight, يَعْزُبُ will escape your love reckoning. This is ذَرَّة. This is ذَرَّة is the example of the atom. An atom is the smallest particle that exists in the space. Maybe it can't be seen with the naked eye, but through the magnifying glass. Okay, but whatever you do, no matter how minute an atom wave, it can never ever escape your Lord's record. Filar on the earth, wala fislama for in heaven. Wala asghara min dhalik, even if it is smaller than that. It is from these, some of the scholars that pay attention to science in this space, atom can be broken into smaller particles. Now you are telling me atom is a smaller particle. It can be smaller. The Quran said it. It says, وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Even if it is smaller than atom. Before the scientists come to know that atom can be broken into proton, electron, neutron, these are subdivisions of it, isn't it? The Quran has said it already. It says, وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ. Proton, sort of it. Electron, nature, proton is positively charged. Isn't it? Electron, negatively charged. Neutron, neutron, as the name implies. This particle, this part from the atom. Then why have you been telling people that atom is the smallest? If it is smallest, these particles are smaller than atom in that case. So Allah says, وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابِ مُبِينٍ. But it is in the book that is distinctively clear. Okay, what is Kitab al-Mubin? Is it the Quran? No. They say it is the protected tablet. Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. Isn't it? Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنُ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابِ مَكْنُونٍ لَا يَمَسُّهُ. Now may I ask you, what is Kitab al-Mahfuz? في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه. That kitab cannot be taught but by those that are pure. May I ask, what do you understand by kitab here? It's not the Quran. Lawh al-Mahfuz, for example. People call this ayah to tell you don't know the Quran. No. It means Lawh al-Mahfuz, the protected tablet. It is there, everything is written. Your ajal, my ajal, all of us ajal. The time of departing this world is written and documented there. So it is in the clear book of Allah. There is Allah al-Mahfuz. Allah Akbar. So this is the message here. Next ayah.
Allah in أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
من هم؟
الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون.
ألا 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 إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. هو أبي؟ الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. Allah says, Allah, hey, pay attention, look. In most certainly, definitely, arguably, awliya Allah, Allah's friend. Awliya is the plural of what? Wali. Allah waliyu الذين آمنوا. So Allah has awliya. The Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah is that awliya are there, but who is wali? It's not for anybody to claim a wali. If you claim, you can be disputed and be discredited. Because you want to purify yourself. And Allah says, وَلَا تُلَّفُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Don't claim purity. Okay? أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. Certainly Allah's awliya, friends. لا خوف عليه. No fear shall overtake them. ولا هم يحزنون. No shall they grieve. No grievance against them. But wait, Allah gives you their quality. He says, الذين آمنوا they are those who believe. So if an every believer is a wali, it's not for anybody to claim monopoly. You are a wali, are you not a wali? I'm asking you, are you not awliya? Or you are afraid? We are inshallah all awliya Allah, inshallah ta'ala. He said, Alladheena amanu, those who believe. Haven't we believed? We believe inshallah. We die believing inshallah ta'ala. We shall be in our graves believers inshallah. Coming out as believers. Getting our record believers. Going to the paradise as believers. So ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim, no fear. Wala hum yahzanun, no grievance. The ulama say what? As they are living this life, they are going to the next life, is a life unknown. And usually man fears the unknown. Allah, hey, no fear. And they are leaving behind families, they will be grieving, so no grievance. I will take care of them. I am your representative in your family. La ilaha illallah. But this is only for the awliya. Ladina amanu, those who believe, and wa kanu yattaqun. And they keep their duty to Allah. Keeping one's duty to Allah, okay, bestows on you, confers on you the luxurious position of becoming a wali. So for somebody to be wali, you cannot claim that God has spoken to me and to hear people claiming to be miracle doers. By comparative studies, then Islam does not claim that the scholars of Islam claiming to have seen God has spoken to them, because it is a plain religion based on monotheism. No lie, no concoction. That is the message. So if you want to be wali, have two things. Believe and be God-fearing. That's all. He says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are those who believe and they fear Allah. They have it, at-taqwa. Taqwa is the key word here. Okay, what is taqwa? Taqwa simply means doing the do's of Allah and keeping away from his don'ts. That's all. Do it. Don't maintain that don't. So keeping his rules and regulations makes you to be at-taqi. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا what? يَتَّقُونَ. Allah says subsequently,
لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لا تبدل كلمة الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. الله أكبر. لهم البشرى. Glad tidings belongs to them. Glad tidings belongs to them. Who are those them? The awliya. What is البشرى? Any good news given to you. Somebody tells you, I'm breaking to you, tidings that the woman you are looking for, you have been given, marry her. It's a good tidings. I'm telling you, you have finished your school, your degree with your first class. Glad tidings, with your 2-1. Glad tidings, 2-2. Glad tidings, but ordinary pass, it's not glad tidings. So there are instances of glad tidings, okay? Your wife has delivered safely, mashallah, glad tidings. That is in this world. But the glad tidings to be given is in the hereafter. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Here in this life, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in the hereafter. لَا تَبْلِ كَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. No changing in Allah's decree. Allah has decreed this to be. No changing. لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ Azim. Such is a supreme success. Supreme success. Because Al-Fawz is success. Azim is the other qualified. Supreme. Being. May Allah give us. Next ayah.
وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا هو السميع العليم.
ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم. ولا يحزنك قولهم. This لم ألف لا. It is لام نهي. هي نهي. لأنها تنهى أن يحزن النبي. ليست اللام لام النفي. ولكنها للنهي. لذلك قالت ولا يحزنك بالسكون على النون. Don't be disturbed by their utterances. يا رسول الله. Don't leave their saying to aggrieve you. إن العزة لله جميعا. Majesty belongs to Allah completely. Okay? وهو السميع العليم. Allah is السميع. السميع. It is in the form of الفعيل. You see, in Arabic there is what we call الصرف. الصرف has measures. Like صلاة, you say what? Or أكل, you say فعل. يأكل, you say يفعل. كل فل. So فعل يفعل فل. It is ميزان. There is measurement and the measures. They call it in Arabic الميزان الصرفي. Okay? So Allah says, where is the place? Allah is As-Sami', the all-hearing. His hearing surpasses everything. Allah is all-hearing. He hears where you cannot hear. It is part of Allah's attribute to call him As-Sami', the hearing. And Al-Alim, the all-knowing, omniscient. You can call somebody Abdul Sami'. Female, Amatul Sami'. Abdul Alim, Amatul Alim. Next ayah.
Ala inna lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Wa ma يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون.
ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون. Verse number 66. Allah says, ألا, listen, لو إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. It is to Allah belongs whatever is in the heaven and on the earth. خلقا his creation. وملكا his possession. وعبيدا his servant. وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء. Okay? And similarly, those who call others besides Allah follow no one but just idols. That's the meaning. Meaning they are doing nothing but just calling on idols that cannot help them. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. And they are only following conjecture. Conjectural obedience. We explained the meaning of ظن yesterday. That the heart has how many stages? Four. There is al-yaqeen. There is al-ظن. There is al-shak. There is al-wahm. And each and every one of these terms has its meaning and bearing. Abdhan. In a hadith of Ibn Umar ibn Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet said, Iyakum mudhan. I warn you against Abdhan, wishful thinking. But in this context, the people worshiping idols, they base their belief on just Abdhan. A type of whom which is condemnable because they feel the idols can salvate them. It's conjecture. They feel they can bring harm to them and benefit. Based on what? Conjecture. So Allah says, إِنْ يَتَبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. They are just lying. Because يَخْرُصُونَ is to base something on just backless paradigm. That is يَخْرُصُونَ. That's why Allah says, قُتِلَ الْخَرَّاصُونَ. The lies are contained. Next ayah.
هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون
هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا It is Allah that created because Ja'ala according to ulama can also mean khalaqa. Yeah. Ordinarily, Ja'ala means placing. Isn't it? Ja'ala Yusuf al-Jawwal huna. Ja'ala al-Mu'allim al-Qur'an al-Ma'idah. He places the Qur'an on the table. That is Ja'ala ordinarily. But Ja'ala tool can mean created. Example. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا We created the night as cloak for you. Isn't it? So, this is Arabic language. جَعَلَ is فِعِلْ وَاحِد Is it ماضي or مُضَارِع? فِعِلْ ماضي What is the مُضَارِع version of جَعَلَ? يَجْعَلُ Good. What is the فِعِلْ الْأَمْرِ of يَجْعَلُ? اجْعَلْ Why don't you say uj'al? Because kataba yaktub, you say uktub. Then why this fi'l al-amr you put kasra, ij'al? But here you say uktub. Any reason? Can someone give me a reason? Ij'al uktub. Ishrat ukhruj. Why the difference? The ulama of Arabic grammar say, listen, any verb that is originally three-lettered, like ka'ta'ba, you go to its mudari'i version. If the letter next to the last has dhumma, then the mudari'i, the amr, should start with Dhumma. Kataba yaktubu. Which is the letter next to the last? Ta. Yaktub. So Amr should be Uktub. Example, Kharaja yakhruju. You say Ukhruj. Dakhala yadkhulu. Next to the last, Khu. You say Urkul. I don't know if it's clear. But on the contrary, if any verb that is related, if the letter next to last has either kasra or dhumma too. The fi'l am should be kasra. What did I say? Fatha or kasra. So, ja'ala yaj'a'lu. Next to the last, fatha. They say ij'al. Similarly, if anyone has kasra next to last, like what? Like what? Sha'riba. That is fi'l maadi. Yashrabu. Ishra. Kutiba. Ka'ba. Yaktubu. You say uktub. Jalasa jameel. Jalasa yajlitu. Do you say ujlu? You don't. You say ijlu. That is simple rule. Check your Arabic. Any verb. That is three-letter. They call it al-mujarrad al-thalathi al-ruba'i al-khumasi. If its mudari'i version has...
Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, it's another Ramadan. Halal, we have seen one more chance. We do understand. Therefore, grab this golden opportunity to touch your heart, encourage your mind, feed your soul, and enjoy a spiritual diet. Join us at Micah Kaduna for a 30-day revealing informative and educative festive session with Sheikh Bin Uthman between the hours of 4 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. for English session and 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. for Hausa session. You also enjoy in the spirit of goodness to participate in the Feed a Soul scheme, where at least 3,000 souls will be fed. Buy yourself an exit in Jannah by participating in the all-important spiritual duty. For inquiries, call 080-345-38982. Micah, thriving in the cause of Allah.
Has Dhumma next to the law? Consensual. The fi'l al-amr should be what? Dhumma. Kataba yaktub uktub. Kharaja yakhruj ukhruj. Dakhala yadkhulu udkhul. But if it has either fatha or kafra next to the last, it is kafra. Ja'ala yaj'alu ij'al. Shariba yashrabu ishrab. Wahakada wahakada. Okay. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa alladhi ja'ala lakum al-layla litaskunu fi. It is Allah that places it like it or created for you. Al-layla, the night. Why al-layla? What is the function of alif Allah? They say it is alif Allah. Eh? Not, I know it's shamsiya. Al-layla shamsiya. But you're talking about etymology. You're talking about, you are more of etymological excellent than grammatical. I'm talking about the syntax, okay? Why do you say Alif? Definite article because of Alif Wallah, but here the ulama are saying Alif Wallah Al-Ahdiyah. Meaning the night that you know because of Al-Ahad. Alif Wallah Al-Ahdiyah. Of course, there could be definite article. Ra'aytul Walada. I have seen the boy. That al suggests definitive. But ra'aytu waladan, it's indifferent article. It is nakara. Is that clear? But here, alif wallam is al-ahadiyya. Okay. Huwa alladhi ja'ala lakum al-layla litaskunu fihi, so as to have comfort in it. Because litaskunu, to be free of any worry. Okay? To have contentment. And that is the situation. Whenever it is night, people go back to their houses. Can you imagine you go to any market in Kaduna? Chechnya, Al-Bakarbuni, wherever. By the time it is the night, where are the people? Allahu Akbar. Gone back to their houses. Let us go to have comfort. Allah did that for you. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبُكِرًا. And the daylight, very clear. For your dealings, go and buy and sell. And this day and night keep on variating. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ الْأَنْهَارِ وَاخْتِلَافِ variation. According to Al-Imam Ibn Durayn, he says, إِنَّ الْجَدِيدَيْنِ إِذَا مَسْتَوْلَيَا عَلَى الْجَدِيدِ أَدْنَيَاهُ لِلْبِلَادِ. إِنَّ الْجَدِيدَيْنِ إذا مستولى على الجديد أنه للبلاد. The two new things, he means day and night, they are always new. Today is new. The name can be the same. You can say today is what? Saturday. Many Saturdays start by, but just a name. But Saturday of today is not that of last week. This one has its own features and characteristics till the end of time. The name may be the same, but the content, the variations, the behaviors, they differ. So every day is new. And similarly, every night is new. So the great Imam says, these two new things, if they push something, they take it to old age. And so, two things, they are new always, but if they pursue something new, they take it to the grave. La ilaha illallah. Look at the pregnant lady. Just allow day and night on her. The doctor tells her your EDD is going to be so and so. Expected day of delivery. And she delivers. The baby is so born. Let's just leave day and night to pursue it. It goes there. It goes old. And it's no longer there. Even your car, when they are like Boshua, ain't gonna finish. Definitely. So there is a sign, there is ayah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. اللهم اجعلنا من أولي الألباب. So Allah says, like you have heard, هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا. That has been translated. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. In this thing, there are signs. آيات. Allah will have said آيات one, but آيات plural. There are ayat لقوم يسمعون, for the hearing people. What kind of hearing? The one that hears and understands. Otherwise hearing, every Tom, Dick and Harry can hear. Every Tom, Dick and Harry can hear. But the hearing mainly is the kind of hearing that consists of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is يسمعون. Next ayat.
قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه هو الغني
الله أكبر
له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون.
This is verse number 68, chapter number 10, Surah Yunus. Allah says, قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا. They say, Allah took a son unto himself. Saying that Allah has a son is a blasphemy. Comparatively speaking, the people claiming to follow Jesus Christ are telling those that Jesus is Son of God. They fought for the people. John 3:16 in the New Testament, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall perish and not have everlasting life. You see, Jesus in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 70, they ask him, art thou the Son of God? Are you God's son? He says, you are saying it. Believe you me. It is you saying it. Now you talk up. Come on, sensically speaking, what do you understand? What do you make out of it? If I say, are you the governor, Mukhtar Malam, you are the one saying it. For the sake of Allah, what conclusion will you make out of it? But I'm just saying it. Jesus said it. In St. Luke. And when I gave a lecture in Kano last 3 months on this issue, Manzilati Isa fil Islam, I quoted the Quran, biblically speaking and Quranically speaking, to prove that Allah hasn't gotten a son. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. What will Allah do with son? Who needs son? You and I. The mortals, they are going to die. You need somebody to inherit you. But Allah is the inheritor of his land. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. It's a blasphemy. Jesus didn't say it. People are just saying it. Because having a son is a mark of weakness. Weakness. So I know each and every hotel you go, you will see the Bible, the New Testament telling you God has a son. It's a blessing. In the house of Islam, Allah says, "Qalu ittakhadha Allahu walada." They say, out of blasphemy, Allah has taken a son unto himself. Subhana. Purity belongs to him. May he be purified. We need to sanctify. Sanctity belongs to him. La ilaha illallah. Huwa al-ghani. He is al-ghani. The self-sufficient. Self-subsisting. Al-ghani. Not only that, he is al-mughni. So it means you need some because you are not self-sufficient. You will grow old. Say, my son, come and help me. Who helps Allah? La ilaha illallah. بدول مساكين يا أخي مساكين مساكين. But we need to be told. That is why I enjoy discussing religious issues at times with my Christian friends. I like it. We discuss friendly. When I was in the Niger Delta for some years back, I remember I went to a village, Ekwere Ichie, in the former River State. I was speaking to a pastor. I said, "Hey, sir, this I keep on telling you this one. I say, I am more like Jesus than you are." He said, "Like, no, actually, yes, because I grow beard. You are not a beard. Jesus, you draw the picture, is a beard. So he recognizes me first before recognizing when he comes, finally." And I said, "Secondly, Jesus recognizes my Muslim sister before recognizing the girl going half naked today in Port Harcourt. Because he draw the picture of Mary, the mother of Jesus, fully covered. Look at my sister today. You are here, Uncle." Say, "Hey, Malan," it's not the issue of, "Hey, Malan." It is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Don't be dogmatic. Convince through convincing arguments. So, Allah hasn't gotten a son. You can't say, "Jesus, Son of God." So they're saying because he hasn't gotten any material father. If that is the reason, then Adam should claim better argument. If because of lack of father that makes Jesus Son of God, what of Prophet Adam? No father, no mother. He should be preeminently most qualified to be what? God's son. Nana Hawa, two. Well, who is the mother? Apparently you can say Adam is the father. Okay, mother, where is it? You see, it is a kind of equation. There are those with fathers and sons, and father and mother, like all of us here. Then somebody, no father, no mother. Our father Adam. Then the other one, there is mother, no father. Who is that? Isa. To balance the whole thing, there is this one with an apparent father, Hawa, to that mother. That's all. Inna mathala Isa inda Allah ka mathala Adam. خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون الحق من ربك. That's all. Why don't you argue it? Explain to the people who want to know. Don't be dogmatic. Don't be abusive. No. Try and convince the doubting Thomases through knowledge, okay? So Allah, no son belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if really, Jesus is God's son, then why did he allow his son to be killed? And he was crying in the Gospel of St. Matthew, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? Oh my Lord, why have you forsaken me?" If he was God, he should have said, "Oh, myself, myself, what have I forsaken myself?" Because he was God. Come on, understand it. He never called himself God. Okay? In the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, he says, the only God is Allah. There are many places. Comparatively speaking, we need to give comparative studies seriously. Don't you appreciate Ahmad Davis, Yusuf Bakr, and the contemporary Didat Plot, Dr. Zakir Naik? I call him the flock. I was in Lagos last time when I was returning from my journey from Singapore. They told me Islamic platform in Lagos invited Zakir Naik. He said, "Why didn't they invite him down to northern part of Nigeria? Only Abuja and Lagos. Well, northerners organized for him to come. Spend your money." He was in Abuja, not in the northern north. I know, in the center. Agreed. He should be in Kaduna, for example. It's a center as well, isn't it? Back to the challenge. Organize it. The guy explained. What will surprise you, his son, Tariq, at the age of 14, memorized the Quran. Commitment, dedication, determination. You too can achieve it. It is achievable, and the achievability is there.
Depending on your commitment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالُ اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدَا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ. Allah is Al-Ghaniyy. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To him belongs whatever is in the heaven and earth. إِنِ إِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا. Do you have any proof? Meaning, إِنِ إِنْدَكُمْ أَيْلَيْسَ إِنْدَكُمْ. You have not any proof on this claim that Allah has a son. That is, إِنْ إِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Will you be saying things concerning Allah which you don't know? No answer. Next ayah.
قُلْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ.
قُلْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. قُلْ say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ. Those who fabricate lies against Allah. Okay? Those who concoct things and ascribe them to Allah, likelihood. They shall never succeed. No success for it. Because la yuflihun, let me ask you. This yuflihun originally is taken from what? Salah. What is salah? Salah means success. It means triumph. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. But originally it is فَلُحَ. But by the time you have heard it, it becomes أَفْلَحَ by ziyada. And the measure should be أَفْعَلَ. If it is like this, the فِي الْمُبَارِعِ should be ضُمَّة. أَفْلَحَ يُفْلِهُ. أَقْرَأَ يُقْرِئُ. أَذْهَبَ يُذْهِبُ. Like that. So it says, لَا يُفْلِهُونَ. They can never have success, neither here nor in the hereafter. Next ayah.
مَتَاعٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ ثُمَّ نُذِيقُهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ.
مَتَاعٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ ثُمَّ نُذِيقُهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. Allah, the exalted faith. مَتَاعٌ, you see, not al-mata'. It says mata'un with indefinite article. Just a few times of enjoyment. Mata'un minus enjoyment. Minor, not major. To tell you they disobey Allah here, but they're just passing through just small moment. That is mata'un fi dunya, in this life of dunya. Why is dunya called dunya in Arabic? They say, الدُّنْيَا is called الدُّنْيَا لِدَنَاءَتِهَا or لِدُنُوِّهَا إِلَى الْفَنَاءَ. Because each and every name in Arabic has a meaning. They say, الْآخِرَةَ لِأَنَّهَا مُؤَخَّرَةٌ بَعَدَ الدُّنْيَا الدَّانِيَا الثَّانِيَا. So الدُّنْيَا simply means because it is too short, too near, ready to come to an end abruptly. Hence it is called dunya. But al-akhirah means the last, the everlasting, the perpetual one, the endless one. So why do you sell the last one, everlasting, for misery amount of money because of this one? If anybody with common sense cannot do it. I gave talk at Ariel House some few hours back, organized by Sabil Charitable Organization, women. My topic of discussion is drug abuse causes effects and pollution. I explained some of the reasons why you have this situation of drug abuse. I gave the definition of drug abuse according to Wikipedia. Drug abuse, substance abuse, chemical abuse, and the like. But some of the causes that cause drug abuse, I mentioned, number one, absence of fear of Allah. Allahu Azim. Somebody to the point of putting his nose in a pit toilet. A pit toilet. He's looking for hallucination. Is this common sense? Pit toilet. Human excrement. The vapor, the current vapor. He likes it and he opens his mouth. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Benaline. Take him. More than the doctor's prescription. For what? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Now, just you want to enjoy. Then Allah comes with mata'a. First, you are dealing deadly blow in your common sense. Common sense is very important. Allah gives you this human faculty to do something important. You are not bastardizing it, making it something unimportant. Allah will first charge you for that. And you will live in his used person, used by the Satan. A laughing stock, a lamentable situation you find yourself in. Unproductive, liability, satanically driven, and finally you die, you make Allah with punishment. Parents have a responsibility. The ulama, the imams on the politics, the samanai, the wiki bedding, and the government as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save our young men and women, unfortunately even from women. Women. You know, at times bad things can be worse when you talk of women. Women are known to be what? A different species. Not of fear. But a woman abusing drugs, drinking overdose of what? Benaline. Just to achieve that kind of situation. Of carelessness, of mindlessness. This is a sorry state indeed. But it is mata'un in dunya. Mata'. This is my own enjoyment in this life. At dunya, and the name is at dunya. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُونَ. And then their return shall be to us definitely. ثُمَّ نُذِيقُهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. نُذِيقُهُمْ. From أَذَاقَ يُذِيقُ. You see, فِيلِ الْمُضَارِعِ has how many letters? We said it here. How many letters are assigned to the mudari? They are four. Okay. نُذِيقُهُمْ. Use أَلِف. نُذِيقُهُمْ. Beautiful. Use يَا. نُذِيقُهُمْ. Use تَا. نُذِيقُهُمْ. So الإمام الحريري says in his good book, okay, وَصَمْتُهَا الْحَاوِيلَ هَانَ أَيْتُ. Don't say أَنَيْتُ. Agree of the four, we talk of Anaitu. But I have no full meaning. It is Naaitu. Na, Nesrabu. A, Esrabu. Ya, Esrabu. Ta, Tesrabu. It sounds like Nuviquhum. Yuviquhum, Nuviquhum, Tuviquhum, Uviquhum. Allah says, we shall cause them to taste Al-Azab al-Shadid, the severe punishment. Bima kaanu yafrun, on account of their disbelief. Allah didn't wrong them. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Is it time? Okay. Next ayah.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِن كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُم مَّقَامِي يَا قَوْمِ إِن كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُم مَّقَامِي وَتَذْكِيرِي بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ يجعلكم عليكم غمة ثم قضوا إلي ولا تنظرون.
واتل عليهم نبأ نوح إذ قال لقومه يا قوم إن كان كبر عليكم مقامي وتذكيري بآيات الله to the end of the verse number 71. Here Allah tells us the story of Allah's servant, Noah. Noah, they call him Noah, N-O-A-H, comparatively. But in the Quran it is Noah. Prophet Noah is mentioned in 36 different times in the Quran. Noah, Noah, Noah. But with Fatha, Noah, and Noah, and 10 times. Total, probably. But Noor with Dhumma with Kasra for 3 times, but with Fatiha 10 times. Prophet Noor, alayhi salatu wa salam, may I ask you, how long did he spend on the earth preaching? Now? 100 and? Any proof, Quranically? Okay, let me hear the ayah. In which ayah did Allah say he spent this year you mentioned? Who can quote the ayah? Yes, brother? فأخذهم الطوفان وهم ظالمون جزاك الله خير. In chapter number 20 and total Ankabut. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا خمسين عاما. We sent Noah to his people, he lived 1,000 years minus 50. Meaning, 950. Noah alayhi salatu wasalam, there are a lot of stories that are baffling said around him. We don't care about such stories. That he got his name Noah. You know in Arabic, Noah means wailing and crying. That he passed by, a dog, very ugly dog, and Prophet Noah, then known as Abdi Shakur. He looked at the dog, oh, how ugly, look at this dog. And the dog said, well, the ugliness is on the creation, not because of the inability of the creator. Beautiful word, you will say. يعني إن العيب على النقش لا على النقاش. If I'm ugly, that is not because Allah is incapable. It is beauty. Because in what form he created that beauty. So that triggered tears. Oh, this creation of Allah is pretty like me. I wronged myself. So he went on crying. And crying in Arabic is called nawh. Nawh is to cry to well. Hence the name Noah. Very kind story, very beautiful story of coin. But it's Bethlehem. I said it to warn all of us against it. Is that clear? Now, I think this is a good angle we can stop at. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we check this particular verse for, inshallah, our explanation tomorrow by the permission of Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Malam have always corrected us on the better manner of saying salam. This was a salam alaik. I think Malam have corrected us severally. We should say it in the way it is supposed to be said, assalamu alaikum. Even if you abbreviate it, you should still read assalamu alaikum. But this one, assalamu alaik. Malam, there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quoted again.
Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, it's another Ramadan. Allah, we have seen one more chance for those who understand. Therefore, grab this golden opportunity to touch your heart, encourage your mind, clean your soul, and enjoy a spiritual diet. Join us at Micah Kaduna for a 30-day revealing, informative, and educative testimony session with Sheikh Bin Uthman between the hours of 4 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. for English section and 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. for Hausa session. You are also enjoyed in the spirit of goodness to participate in the Feed a Soul scheme, where at least 3,000 souls will be fed. Buy yourself an exit in Jannah by participating in the all-important spiritual duty. For inquiries, call 080-345-38982. Micah, thriving in the cause of Allah.
Against comparative studies, the hadith stated that Abu Bakr, I think he meant Umar or so, was seen by the Prophet ﷺ carrying a sheet containing quotations from the Bible, and the Prophet ﷺ condemned this action. What, and you encourage us to read comparative studies. What is the position?
The hadith is sound, and I know it. And you have made a mistake by saying Abu Bakr. It's not Abu Bakr. It is Umar ibn al-Khattab. He was seen with a piece of Torah. The Prophet said, haven't I brought you much cleaner book than it? Let me tell you, لو كان إيسا حيا in one رواية لو كان موسى حيا لما وسعه إلا تباعي. If Isa were to be alive, he would have obeyed me. Leave it. This is that. We know it. But what is its import? That's the issue. It's very easy to cut hadith, and the sun is also different things. Otherwise, I will have also told you what is the position of writing hadith in his time. He said, stop writing hadith. Don't write hadith. In his time. Will you say it is haram that Bukhari command hadith? Tell me. The explanation, listen. The ulama say, because at the early stage of the deed, don't busy yourself with anything but the Quran, because it has been revealed then. Otherwise, they will have mixed it up with the Quran. But now, how many years? You are now okay, you have no problem. Is there any new verse to be revealed? No? Tell me. So even consigning writing hadith, the ulama say, because at the initial time, Jesus says, if they kept on writing hadith, they will have mixed with the Quran. He said, stop it. But later he said, write it. In the same vein, reading comparative studies is allowed. In fact, it is wajib.
No.
Read Quran chapter 3, verse 64.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. قرآن سورة آل عمران verse number 64. Allah says, tell them, O people of the book, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, say, O ye people whom the book is given, تَعَالَوْا, come on, come to earth. Come to a common term as between us and you. They come to you with their Bible, you with your
Quran.
Compare and contrast. So you will understand the message. It is in the light of these scholars far better than Asiya wrote on commercially. Read the Rasul of Ibn al-Qayyim. What did he say? أعباد المسيح لنا سؤال نريد جوابه من من وعاه إذا مات الإله بصنع قوم أماتوه فما هذا الإله تعالى الله عن إفك النصارى فيسأل كلهم عما افتراه. ها هي He says, I have a question, oh, you're Christian. Discussing with him. Ibn Taymiyyah Rafi. الجواب الصحيح لمن بدل دين المسيح. So also Ibn Hazm. So also Ash-Shahr al-Thani. Gurus, great scholars. Now you are living in a country, in a world. You take your children to a school, they ask them, close your eyes and pray. And you are saying, consider. What is the comparative study? So the main reason is because at those times,
you will convince me. Even today, I don't even encourage for somebody weak. Go on Quran first. If you have, if you feel you are okay, it is a wajib on you. What about people like some of us who go to Niger Delta, for example? What do you want me to do? The pastor comes, accept Jesus, let me cook him with the water of his body. Cook. Get the message. Cut the cuttable. Tell him. If a pastor comes to me telling me, accept Jesus. Okay, I can remember in Port Harcourt when I was there, around 88 or 89, a Jehovah's Witness preacher came to my house. He knocked. I come to you. I said, for what? I want to share with you the word of God. Like, no, I can't talk to you. Since I have what to say. I said, but you know I'm a Muslim. He said, yes, but still, word of God. So, okay, come on. According to Ahmad, they give him rock to die. Yeah. So I listened patiently, and believe you me, finally, he was looking for the way out. He said, hey, we have congregation now. I take your permission to go. I will come back up to today. He didn't come back. So do you want me to remain just without talking?
Yeah.
If you are unable, go ahead for us. That's my advice to you. Because it's better, you know what you're saying, otherwise you will do harm than good. That is the meaning. Get it correct. Next question.
JazakAllah khair.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Madam, as an Igbo Muslim, I have a Christian background. I think in a nutshell, I think him and his father are converts, and I think his mother, but they still have, the father still have other wives that are not Muslims. And his question is, during Christmas, the father have to buy food items for the other four wives that are not yet Muslims, and they cook food and they give to them. Now his questions are, what is the position of them eating the food of their stepmothers, and what is the position of the father buying food items for the
stepmothers? You see, Allah in Quran 5:2 says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Okay? Help one another in doing what is good. Don't back up one another in doing what is wrong. Is it? You see, to buy ram food and give to other wives that are non-Muslims in commemoration of their festivities is un-Islamic. Un-Islamic. Being a Muslim, maintain your Islamic identity. And try and explain. Don't say, but they are his wife, yes they are. So you cannot support in celebrating what is un-Islamic. Otherwise, you are supporting means either you believe in it. Okay, why don't you be there? Or you're just playing a kite, being hypocritical. Why can't you say, I'm sorry, I cannot, I'm a Muslim. I want to maintain my aqidah. I will never blame you for saying the same thing constantly. What is it become? I don't expect you to help me in doing my religion. Lakum dinukum. What is wrong there? At times we are so weak, impurity complex, unnecessarily crying wolf where there is not. I see no reason for you. But some scholars of the view, if a Christian friend asks you by saying, please slaughter this ram for me. I know if I kill it, they say kill it. You will not eat it. I want you to eat as a Muslim. Slaughter for me the Islamic way. It's a big slaughter. Will you slaughter? If you slaughter, it's for Christmas. But he is asking you, he agrees, let the Islamic system be there. Will you slaughter? Oh no. Some feel, well, now Islam is superior. Always. He has agreed, maybe it's a signal one day you will be a Muslim. Based on this, they are of the view can slaughter and even eat it. Because you mentioned Allah's name. But this is an argument that can also be contested. On the same side, so even if I slaughter it, it is meant for celebrating what I do not believe in. Why can't you become a Muslim? So in short, I have answered you. This is an additional information. Wallahu ta'ala a'alamu bihi tawfiq.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. A man divorced his wife and she's returnable, that is 1 degree divorce, and she's pregnant. She was pregnant at the time of divorce and she died before the childbirth. Can the man inherit her property?
You see, this is a quagmire question, really. If a lady is pregnant and is divorced, you know, if a lady is divorced in pregnancy, by the time she puts to bed, that makes the terminal point of her iddah, isn't it? But now she has not yet put to the bed and she died. Now we have to know the nature of the divorce. Is it revocable or irrevocable? Because divorce is two kinds. There is al-talaq al-raj'i and al-ba'in. Any divorce that is won is revocable, meaning she can be brought back at the terminal point of her menstrual cycle. So by the time you divorce her, you are waiting for her to put to bed in order to finish her iddah, and she didn't. If it is first divorce, yeah, he inherits her because she has not finished. Allah says, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَنْ يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَ. She has not put to the bed. So because of this, you can inherit her conveniently. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمْ وَبِهِ تَوْفِيقٌ.
As-salamu alaykum. Madam, what is your advice concerning proliferation of mosques, especially in the same environment or the not long a distance? You find a lot of mosques, especially Jumat mosques.
Wallahi, Ya Akhi Kareem, if I were in a position of doing something, I will have checked this menace. I call it menace. Because the fewer the mosques, the larger the congregations, and the more chances of unification and solidification amongst the Ummah. And the clearer the chances of blocking, the chances of each and everyone is an imam. The hikmah of Islam is that it allows us, it preaches to us to pray 5 times a day. Congregationally, method of unity. As if that is not enough, a larger congregation is expected to be carried out once a week. I mean, Friday. As if that is not enough, larger congregations are commanded twice a year. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Kabir. As if that is not enough, the assembly of assemblies is commanded to be done once a year in one place. You cannot come to Kano and do it at Gordon Lucy, for example, or Fatarkoshi in. You have to do it under Mount Arafat. To live out unity. If that is the aim, to have unity, then plurality of mosques really does not encourage this spirit of unity. But what do you do? In Islam, Sharia defends 5 things. Intellect, so don't take drugs. Progeny, don't commit zina. Wealth, don't commit theft and stealing. Religion, don't commit blasphemy. And soul, don't commit murder. The ulama call this al-kulliyat al-khams. The point is protecting the religion. If many mosques can cause division, then the religion is affected negatively. So my advice is, it's better we have many more schools than mosques. In Hausa, they say, ذي فكوك يا رمسلاتي kajina masallaci da kajina masallaci. Who is masallaci? Who pray? What is masallaci? So it's better you gina masallaci through knowledge than gina masallaci. At times we build mosques just for show, for ostentation. Allah in the mosque of my area is the base of the mosque in the city, and so what? So what? So please, this is something that is really worrying, it's worrisome. But what can you do? You only pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see us through this trying moment. If you see somebody that seeks for your advice, tell him, hey please sir, it's better you go and do the mosque. I mean do the school. Open an orphanage. But you know what? People know building schools, still you need to maintain it. By the time mosque is built, Allah will give you the house in Jannah, mashallah, beautiful, and it is true. When they build the mosque, they hand over the key to the imam. They off their hand. But the school you keep on maintaining. That is why some who don't like to build schools. They prefer to build mosques even if in a place where there is no need. I mean, it is irritating. You see, this, there is mosque here, there is one here. Only pathway divides it. That is why, according to Malikiya, they have a beautiful principle. If you want to build a Jumu'ah mosque, we have to look at the proximity between the previously existing one and the one to come up. Proximity. If they are close, you are denying the license. You will never do it. Okay? According to Maliki laws. Up to today, I know in Kano Emirates has a system, I know. But things are changing. If you build mosque here in Nurul Islam, for example, you cannot go just some few minutes or few meters and build. They talk about proximity. But things have changed. So, نسأل الله السلامة والعافية.
Please, brothers and sisters, there are very many questions today, and I think we don't have time to entertain them. What we'd like to do is, maybe inshallah ta'ala, we'll take some of these questions along, as tomorrow is going to be a question and answers forum. In case we have the opportunity, we're going to read out some of these questions for tomorrow. But I think there is this one that is very topical, and it's a wake-up call. Okay. I'm just being reminded to still remind us. I think we said it yesterday. Tomorrow there will not be English tafsir, but inshallah the Hausa tafsir will hold. So this is a wake up call, Alam, because in the National Assembly there is a debate going on about the marriageable age of a female child, and that from all indications the Muslims are keeping mute. Even though the non-Muslims, the so-called feminists, the enemies of the human beings generally, are out with all daggers to make compulsory, take the marriageable age, and the Muslims are not saying anything. I think this person wants us to.
It is unfortunate. You have people who claim to represent you, but they are mute. Maybe they are shy. And maybe they are suffering from inferiority complex. The issue of taking the age of marriage at the age of 18, to me, is nonsensical. It's constitutionally unconstitutional. Because you want to tell me my prophet did something bad? So it is after you have gone against the law, you are bringing this lawless law. Who will flaunt it? Do it, we are going to marry girls for 15 years of age. Inshallah. And you can do what you can do. We can never move an inch from the teaching of Islam. You can serve other people. We talk with reason. If you want to please them. I know they are even trying to talk of legalizing same-sex marriage. You are living in a time of satanic behavior. We ask Allah to preserve our iman and live. So we are calling on our lawmakers, fear Allah. I know about 5 years back or six or thereabouts, when this issue came up in Kano, our lawmakers said, we are going to kick against Malam. Just don't worry. It came and it was booted out. It kept on coming. They keep on coming. You know how Satan is. He's determined to impose his satanic influence. So those people claiming to be representative Muslims, going there just warming the seat. Some of them, you cannot talk when Islam is touched. What kind of behavior is this? The Muslim Ummah should voice out there what resentment. Your other way, use social utilities. Facebook, Twitter, and the rest. Explain things to be believed. You don't have to be confrontational. Throw knowledge and convincing arguments. They're saying, stop early marriage. What is early marriage? Anything under 18. But you are not courageous enough to say stop early fornication. There are girls being defiled at the age of 15, and you are mute. Wallahi, there is a new magazine called Newsweek. You know Newsweek? From Dan Agwete, Yakubu Muhammad. In those days,